Job seekers allowance sounds amazing because it's money the government gives you because you're unemployed. But I kind of feel like the mentors are behind the whole job center benefits system. I'm sure like Voldemort has a big role to play. Everyone, and welcome to Lost in the Source. It's good to be back. Forgive my nasally sounding voice, I'm sick, so I made the parts to blow my nose and clean my eyes at some point because sinuses are a mess right now. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about my boot camp experience and how I found that whole thing. It has highs and lows, and I'm going to be leaving out names of culprits, so to speak, just for the sake of can't be bothered with any drama or anything like that. But it probably won't be difficult to find out who they are, especially if you've heard my story before, and especially if you've previously asked me, oh, where did you go to do your boot camp, and I've told you, and they're probably on my CV or something. Anyway, so yeah, boot camp. So let's start at uni. I did creative writing and English literature, and uni was a blast. I didn't have any friends, and that doesn't sound as bad as it is. Not having friends wasn't terrible at all. It was actually pretty all right. I didn't have any uni friends. I had real life friends. So after uni, I graduated, and that was all amazing. Except for the fact that I didn't have a job or have any jobs lined up. And that wasn't because I wasn't looking. That was just because I was looking and not getting anything. My writing was good. My writing still is good, I think. I haven't done much of it recently. But yeah, no one really wanted to hire me. So that kind of sucked. So I thought to myself that if I had a full-blown website, I'd be able to get hired, and I'd get all the calls, and the Guardian and the Times and whoever would pick me up, and I'd be an amazing writer. Obviously things didn't happen that way, but what ended up happening is that in deciding to build my own website, I learned how to code. Basically, I couldn't afford to pay anyone to code the website for me because I was on Job Seekers Allowance at the time. And for those of you who don't know, Job Seekers Allowance is what... Job Seekers Allowance sounds amazing because it's money the government gives you because you're unemployed. But I kind of feel like the mentors are behind the whole job center benefits system. I'm sure Voldemort has a big role to play because the whole process is pretty soul-sucking. It is pretty horrible. So that wasn't a good time, but I learned how to code because I couldn't afford to pay anyone to do that. And I discovered there were all these other languages. So I kind of thought it was just HTML, CSS, and then everything else was super intense and super mathsy. And then I got on Codecademy, my favorite learning to code website. Everyone should get on Codecademy. And I was hang on a minute. I don't even have to know what 2 + 2 is to do this bit of JavaScript. And I don't have to know my times tables or algebra or graphs to know how to code in Ruby, because it looks a lot like English. And so that was a mind blown moment. It was amazing. And so I just started exploring, and Codecademy was free, which is amazing, and just the ideal price for around that time, and still is the ideal price for now, because free is always good, mostly good, usually good. And so yeah, I just began to kind of explore in that realm, and just decided one day I was kind of what if I could do this as a career? Like, how would that look like? What would I need to do this professionally? And I started Googling and researching. And one of the first things I researched was like, okay, how much do these people even make? How much do coders even make? And I saw the figures and I was dumbfounded. I was just like, starting salary 25K. That's ridiculous. Because I was at the time looking at jobs that were like 18K, 20K if I was lucky. And that was like, rah, if I'm on 20K, I'm wealthy. I am rich. But yeah, so the money was really good because if you're starting at 25, and then everywhere I read was like, pay increases and pay rises are ridiculous as well in the industry. So I was like, okay, financially this works. What do I have to do? Like, what qualifications do I need to become a developer? And I just started realizing that you don't need traditional qualifications. You didn't need a degree or engineering degree because that was my main concern. I didn't want to go back to uni for another 3 to 4 years to get like a computer science degree. There were boot camps that were popping up, and I thought, wow, a boot camp, 3 months in the training, and essentially you learn the basics, you learn the course to be at least a junior developer. And I was like, that sounds amazing. That sounds ideal. So I decided to go for it. Now, it's so important to research your options. If you want to become a developer, if you want to go into coding, research your options. Like, maybe university is better for you because you learn a wide variety of things. You learn loads of different things instead of one thing really intensely, and that may give you better choice to decide like what you actually want to do. Or maybe a boot camp is more suited for you because you already know what you want to do and you just want to focus on this one thing and do it well or well enough. And so just research, Google, find the right boot camps for you, the right courses, figure out what the curriculums are for different boot camps, compare because you're paying a lot of money for this. So you need to be able to compare and get the most bang for your buck. So I did a lot of research and I decided to go to this one place and we'll call this place the Red House. So I decided to go to the Red House and essentially, what this place, what won it over for me was the fact that the Red House offered you 3 months paid work experience on the back of the 3 months of coding, of learning how to code. So it's like 6 months in total. And I just thought that was amazing because no one else really offers that. No one else offers that at all. And that means you, well, that should have meant that you also get support in looking and finding a job, looking for and finding a job, which was ideal. Because the whole reason I was in this predicament in the first place is because I couldn't get a job. So, the tutor took a real big chance on me because I was the least knowledgeable out of everyone who was in my cohort. Like, compared to everyone else, I was like the novice of the novices. And so it was like a gamble for him because it may have been like, I mean, he would have still got my money anyway, but it may have just been like a waste of time. So anyway, I start this thing and I'm super excited and I'm like, woo, new chapter in my life. And it feels like, you know, when you just like end a really bad relationship and you've got this new lease of life and you just want to do everything and accomplish all the things and you cut your hair. It was like that, except I didn't cut my hair. But I had that new lease of life and I was super excited. And then I started and everything just got super real. Coding is hard. Coding is difficult. And I found it really difficult when I started. And because I'm so used to like independent learning at uni, a lot of the stuff we had to do was independent. You write alone, you read your books alone, essays, all that stuff is done alone. You have seminars, of course, but typically it was like independent learning. So I went into the boot camp with that mentality, and that was actually a big mistake for me. I shouldn't have done that because coding is also very communal. It's about asking the right questions, and getting the answers that you need. It's about helping other people. It's about people helping you. It's about, you know, just learning off of people. There's a real sharing culture in particular, coding communities. I can't speak for all of them. I can speak for Ruby. And in Ruby, there is quite a bit of a sharing culture. But because I went into it with an independent mindset, I failed. Like, the first 4 to 6 weeks were terrible for me. It was absolutely horrid. I was doing very, very badly, and I'm not used to failing, and I'm not used to finding things difficult either. So this was just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I've made a huge mistake. I'm a failure. And I was having all these really bad thoughts, and it was coming across in my work as well. My work was just terrible. And then, you know, the half point review came, and my tutor was just like, you're doing really badly. What's going on? And I was just like, it's so hard. What do I do? And he was just like, just ask. Like, if you're finding it difficult, just ask me. And I spoke to some of my other colleagues and peers, and they were also finding it difficult. And that comforted me, not because they found it difficult and, you know, weren't doing amazingly either, but just because I wasn't the only one. It meant that this thing wasn't like, you know, because I was not intelligent or anything like that. This was, everyone finds coding difficult. Everyone finds coding hard. So after that, I started asking questions. I started, like, you know, really trying to get the answers I needed. If I didn't understand something, I would ask. And that's definitely the way to go with this, like with coding. So after that, you know, things started to pick up and look up, and I did well in my final assignment, and I presented it to a whole bunch of like developers and industry people. And then it was time to start to do interviews. And there were 5 of us in the cohort. 4 of us wanted to get jobs after through the Red House. And out of the 4, I was the only one who didn't get a job. And I was also the only black woman. Although the cohort was quite multicultural and the gender balance was decent. But still, it was like, I was the only one who didn't get a job. And my tutor at the time was like, you know, I don't know why you're not getting a job, because your interview technique is really good. Your work is good. You're likable, and all of this, you know, all of this good stuff that meant I should be getting a job. And I just wasn't. Even when I was the last person to possibly get a job, it was like I wasn't getting it. So I ended up working for the Red House. Now, the way the work experience goes is that they place you in a client company, which is what the interviews are for. And through that, they also get a senior developer. So they get a junior developer and a senior developer. And the senior developer is kind of there to coach the junior developer in their new professional role. Now, because I was working for the Red House, it meant that there was no real chance of it becoming permanent. Or maybe there was, but I knew for a fact that this isn't where I wanted to be permanently. I wanted to be doing different kind of work. So I was looking for my own jobs, you know. I was trying to get interviews and emailing my CV out and all of that stuff. And they were, at the time, they were supposedly also looking for jobs for me. Then I got sick. I get migraines, which I think are linked to stress, but the doctors don't know what it is at the moment. And so I got migraines, and then I also got like a really bad case of like the cold or flu or some sort. Very similar to what I have now, actually. So I was out for a few days, about 2 to 3 days. And then I got back to work, and my boss took me out for lunch. And over lunch, he told me that basically I should probably try and get a job by myself, because companies don't want to hire both me and him. And basically, he fired me, essentially. There's no real nice way to put it. He's fired me. He said I should look for a job myself because the companies didn't want to get him as well. At the time, it made sense, but looking back on it, it's like, well, if I've paid you all this money, do your job to the maximum term, right? And then he started saying that maybe I should, you know, come back and retrain and all of this kind of stuff. And that kind of sent alarm bells for me, because it's like, if all this time I've needed to retrain, why didn't you say that in the beginning? Why did you pass me if I wasn't good enough? And that's something that I think I've had to deal with a lot. The industry, like trying to prove that I'm good enough, or that I'm intelligent, or that I know the work. That's been a common theme for two people who have hired me. So the idea is like, if you hire someone, you know that they're good enough because you've hired them to do the job. You wouldn't hire them if they weren't good enough. And yet after being hired, I still have to prove that I know what it is I'm doing, or that I want to learn at least, you know? But anyway, so I was fired, and that was a shell shock and really disappointing. And it meant I had to go back on Job Seekers Allowance because there was definitely no income coming in again. And it was real low point because it was kind of like, wow, I've spent all this money to learn how to code and get a job, and I'm back in Voldemort's lair. And it just wasn't a good feeling. So one of the people on the cohort had a guy who was looking for a mentee, and he put me in touch with him. And this guy basically paid me while I was on Job Seekers Allowance as well to come in and do some work with him, like a few days a week. And that was a really good experience. And I was like learning a lot, and I emailed my CV out as well, and I got a few callbacks. And I emailed actually for work experience because I thought I wasn't good enough to get like a full-time job, because that's just how I felt at the time. And someone gave me a full-time job, and that was really amazing. So I got my first job. It was really far. I was in Havant, but that's near Portsmouth, but that's like 2 hours from London. But it was just such a nice turn of events, because things had been going so crappy and so crummy for the last few months. To get my first job was just like, wow, amazing. I am good enough, you know, I have made it. All that money spent wasn't useless. It was definitely worthwhile, worth something. So yeah, that's pretty much my bootcamp experience. There were definitely highs and lows, and the highs definitely have helped me with my jobs that have come after, and the lows have taught me a lot of lessons, and especially a lot of lessons about the industry. And I think it's very important that you find the right place for you. So definitely research, and also don't put too much expectation on certain things. Like, just because you go to a boot camp and you do the course does not mean you're going to get a job. You definitely have to still work for the job, apply to jobs, and make sure your portfolio is worth showing and you have work to show. I did have work to show, but just in case, you know, it's not, going to a boot camp isn't the magic fix. And if you are thinking about coding, then just do it. Go on Codecademy and do a HTML and CSS course. And it may seem really difficult, but I promise you, when you change that background color from white to red or blue or yellow, you are going to feel amazing. It seems so minor and so simple, but honestly, like, it's so amazing, the feeling knowing that you are learning this new thing and getting it and doing it. So just do it. Just go on Codecademy. It's free. Create an account and just do one of the courses. I would definitely start with HTML and CSS if you've not done coding before, though. What else? What other tips do I have? Yeah, everyone finds coding hard. This is something that I didn't really know in my bootcamp experience, even towards the end. Even when I got my first job, it's not something I've learned until like my second job, my current job. Is that everyone finds coding really difficult, from senior developers to junior developers. Everybody, people who've been in the industry for 20 years still find coding really hard, because it's hard, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it being hard, and you're not unintelligent for finding it difficult at all. It's not a comment on your smarts. It's not a comment on who you are. It's just coding is hard, programming a computer is hard, and that's because computers are dumb. Like, computers don't know what to do. You have to tell them what to do. But humans are very used to like relying on implications and implying. And so if I say, oh yeah, get me the tin opener, a human is going to go to the kitchen probably and look for where they think the tin opener will be. Whereas with a computer, you need to tell it step by step. Get up from the bed, walk across the room, open the door. And getting into that habit of things is difficult initially, especially. And also learning a whole new language is hard. Like, that's just hard. Coding is communal. Like, this is something I definitely did learn on my boot camp. It's very important that when you're finding things difficult, that you ask for help. People will help you. Google is your best friend because someone on the internet has had the same problem you are having and has asked. And then someone else who also had that problem and now has a solution has answered. And so what you can do is Google your question and just find a whole bunch of answers because a lot of people have had your problem. Coding is communal, man. Like, I'm part of this mailing list called LRUG, and LRUG are amazing, honestly. And it's just a really good place to get jobs, to advertise for jobs, to advertise for events, to organize events, to debug your app and ask big questions about databases and small questions like, why on earth won't my server start? Stuff like that, you know? It's just really communal, and it's a really nice feeling knowing that there are people who want to help you out there. So yeah, coding is communal. So just do it, research everything. Everyone finds coding hard, so you're not silly. And coding is communal. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening into my boot camp story. Yeah, like, there's so much happening with BGT come 2017. I was recently featured in BuzzFeed to talk about BGT. The link of that will be in the description. And I'm also going to be on BBC Berkshire. I don't have the link for that yet, but it's going to be soon, I suppose. Again, we're preparing for our workshops next year, which are looking to be really, really dope and really amazing. We're going to do quite a few intro to coding workshops. So if you're thinking about going to a boot camp, or you're thinking about learning how to code, but you kind of want to test the waters, definitely come to our intro to coding workshops, which will be starting in January. And that's going to be super dope. Follow us on Twitter at Black Girl Tech. Check us out on Facebook, Black Girl Tech. Check us out on Meetup, the Black Girl Tech Meetup. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Bye. Thanks for listening.